proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about the book of Ruth and the adventures of Ruth in the land of Bethlehem, Judah. The author of the book of Ruth opened his second chapter by noting, quote, Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz, unquote. Two times in the first three verses, the writer emphasized the family relationship between Boaz and Naomi's deceased husband, Elimelech. The implications of that close relationship will play a prominent role later in the narrative. When Ruth arrived in Bethlehem, Judah, she went out to glean barley. In the process of looking for a place to do so, she could have passed by a number of different fields. However, as the author of the book of Ruth wrote, quote, her hap was to light on a part of a field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech, unquote. Ruth went into that particular field and began to glean. Sometime later, Boaz came from Bethlehem proper. His interactions with those who reaped his field, greeting them with the statement, the Lord be with you. Boaz's interactions with those who reaped his field revealed him to be a godly man. When Boaz saw Ruth in the field, he asked about her. The person he asked identified her as a Moabitish damsel. He also explained that she had asked for permission to glean and gather corn in Boaz's field. Boaz addressed Ruth, saying to her, quote, hearest thou not my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens, unquote. He invited Ruth to follow the reapers, reassuring her that they would not bother her. By doing these things, Boaz bolstered Ruth's confidence and encouraged her to stay gleaning in his field. When she asked him why he paid so much attention to her, here's what Boaz replied, quote, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore, unquote. Though Boaz had never met Ruth prior to that occasion, he admired her devotion to Naomi and respected her for it. Boaz then told Ruth, quote, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust, unquote. Boaz believed that God would bless Ruth for her willingness to forsake her past loyalties and totally relying upon him. Boaz did what he could to make Ruth feel accepted among the other workers. He invited her to partake of the common midday meal with the other reapers. And as mentioned earlier, Boaz instructed his young men to leave grain on the field, hands full of purpose, grain for her to glean. At the end of the day, Ruth garnered an ephah of barley, more than enough to feed both her and Naomi for several days. When Naomi learned that her daughter-in-law had gleaned in Boaz's field, the older woman thanked God for his kindness. Naomi also encouraged Ruth to remain with Boaz's female workers. Ruth followed that advice. She worked alongside Boaz's harvesters through the barley harvest and through the wheat harvest. Ruth would have much more to do with Boaz, as we'll see in the coming chapter. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.